Welcome to Viewpoints. Viewpoints are the opinions, thoughts, commentary, or distinct perspective of our listeners. Today, we feature Jane Ruster, an East Tawas resident.
Hi, I'm Jane Ruster, and my point of view today is, where are we going with American morality? Infanticide is morally wrong. On January 23, 2019, New York State Democratic Governor Andrew Cuomo announced his full-term abortion bill. His audience cheered and applauded. Full-term means a woman can now obtain an abortion with a full-term or a post-term baby. Yes, the baby could be out of the uterus, and that abortion would be legal in the state of New York. In Cuomo's bill, non-doctors would be allowed to perform them. The bill also redefines a person as a human being who has been born and is alive, and describes abortion as a fundamental right. Also, if a fetus died as a result of an assault on a woman, there would be no prosecution. The attacker would not be charged with a felony. Protections for babies born alive after botched abortions would end. The bill also says the state cannot deny, regulate, or restrict abortions, not even for common sense reasons such as parental consent for minors, informed consent, or limits on taxpayer-funded abortions. Now in Virginia, Democratic Delegate Kathy Tran presented an abortion bill for a full-term baby. When asked if the mother was dilating, could the baby still be aborted? According to her bill, she said yes. She has recently stated, "Oh, I misspoke. I should have said clearly no, because the infanticide is not allowed in Virginia, and what would have happened in that moment would be a live birth." Hey, folks, what is the difference in life between a full-term baby and that same full-term baby moving through the birth canal? A life is a life. Her bill was tabled for another vote later. Democratic Virginia Governor Ralph Northam, a professional pediatric neurologist, stated third trimester full-term abortions are done with consent. If a mother is in labor, the infant would be delivered, then a discussion with the doctor and the mother. The infant would be made comfortable. There would be options for termination. This is done in cases where there were severe deformities. Folks, this could have been decided in the first trimester. Infanticide is morally wrong. A new poll, the Marist poll, indicates that the New York legislation is not what Americans want. 3 in 4 Americans say abortion should be limited the first 3 months of pregnancy. A May 2018 Gallup poll found 53% of Americans oppose all or most abortions. However, 7 states, including Washington, D.C., allow late-term abortions. The disconnected manner in which many in our society refer to the unborn children as mere tissue or lumps of cells provides a chilling insight into a devaluation of human life. I'm Jane Ruster, and that's my point of view.
Viewpoints is the particular way our listeners see the world. If you have an opposing viewpoint, contact the Public Affairs Department at Carroll Broadcasting, WKJC at WKJC.com, announcer at WIOS.com, or 989-362-3417.